go round. The dog is pulling my arm, and you, child, pull the other, dawdling. Then you say that the copse is a graveyard for witches, and each tree is actually a stick, and far above, on each one, there is a carousel horse that I cannot see. That night, the trees form a circle. I cannot leave the round path. I weave between the fairground horses, stroking the gloss paint. Each steed is hollow. Inside are the swathes of a witch's long hair, still burning. I wind the russet tresses around my fingers and wrists like copper question marks. The trees in this copse are slender. They bend, swaying. The floor is moss-strewn, a bed. It is saying, this is not frightening. Witch grave by a gate, and this horse is fresh, the paint on the fingertips tacky. The deciduous trees are gilded with decay, framing the view through the copse and beyond the gate. It is a cut cornfield, dull yellow stems made vivid by an utterly grey sky above, and a woman who hurries across the scene, pulled by a springing dog. Droplets of rain hit the blue plastic coat of her child, a child she turns to encourage along, a child who ignores her and tarries.